This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to expungement.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bill...
Expungement is the removal of all or part of a criminal record. For several years, some Missouri senators have been working toward adding this to state statute. Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City this year sponsored Senate Bill 954. This measure was heard by the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 29th, given first-round Missouri Senate approval on April 3rd, passed by the Missouri House of Representatives and then sent to the executive branch on May 18th and signed into law on June 29th. When the proposal was discussed on the Missouri Senate floor, Senator Curls pointed out Senate Bill 954 is nothing new.
In 2017, our legislature passed legislation no longer making it illegal to carry a concealed weapon without a permit in the state of Missouri. As carrying a concealed weapon without a permit is no longer an illegal offense, Senate Bill 954 seeks to add previous concealed carry charges to be added to the list of expungible items allowed by law. Under current law regarding expungement, and what holds true with these offenses as well, it would not include offenses alongside violent felonies or misdemeanors.
She adds the measure simply builds onto existing law.
Currently under Missouri law, no violent or sexual offenses can be considered for expungement, and nothing in this bill changes that. A person cannot have been found guilty of another felony or misdemeanor, not including traffic violations, during the same time period of the underlying offense.
During discussion, Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown pointed out an urban versus rural difference.
Well, I remember back before we even had concealed carry permits, a lot of people would have a firearm in their pickup. A lot of times in rural areas, we'd keep it under the seat to shoot varmints around the farms. If you kept it under the seat, it was actually a concealed firearm. What you had to do, really, if you were in your vehicle, if it was on the dash, it was on top of the seat, it was all right, because it wasn't concealed. Yes, there are several of those that years ago, they did get stopped and they got ticketed for having a concealed firearm.
The new law took effect on August 28th. As we move into the month of December, lawmakers will now see bill numbers attached to legislation they have been able to pre-file since July. Typically, Missouri senators are allowed to pre-file three bills each, with more coming after December 1st. Also this year, since December 1st falls on a Saturday, pre-filing starts on November 30th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. You can also follow pre-filed legislation for next year by clicking on the Legislation tab on the homepage of our site. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.